For months, families across New Hampshire have been wondering what school would look like, and now a lot of them have a first taste. There have been technological glitches and reports of positive COVID cases. But as NHPR's Sarah Gibson reports, many people say they're relieved the new school year has begun.
Thursday was the first day of school for Mark Hayward, and it started early.
I woke up at 3:30, you know, kind of like, and I was actually thinking about the bus pickup today.
Hayward is the principal of Westmoreland Elementary School near Keene. As he readied for school, Hayward thought about all the families screening their kids for fevers, rushing them to the bus stop.
You can imagine you're getting your lunch ready, you're getting the kid ready for school, and do they have what they need in their backpack? And then you think, oh, I got to do the screening. It's overwhelming. I mean, people's heads are about to explode.
Westmoreland, like many schools, is starting the year with a hybrid approach. Students in school 2 days a week and home for the rest. Hayward says it's a lot to juggle, but the community has come together, donating tents for outdoor classrooms, researching deals on plastic barriers for desks, and most importantly, prepping kids for how to stay safe at school. When students arrived in the morning, the first thing Hayward did was ask,
what are the most important things to remember this year? And kids are great, so like, you know, make sure you wear your mask, that's right, 6 feet apart, and, you know, washing your hands.
Hayward says by the end of day one, they're already getting the hang of things. But not all districts are bringing classes back into the building. On the opposite side of the state, in Somersworth, most students are at home, logging into Google Classroom each day.
It's hard being home by myself and without any help.
10th grader Maggie Lanoue says she feels safer learning from home, but is still getting used to the rhythm of remote classes.
Like, do you ever feel lonely or kind of isolated?
Yes,
very much.
On so many levels.
To get through the day, Maggie texts and FaceTimes with her best friend, Kaya Guttrow. Kaya is dealing with another challenge of remote learning, bad internet. It's meant she can't always participate in class or turn her work in on time.
Because I'll email teachers, I'll call them, I'll text them, I'll send through like Google Classroom, like, hey, I can't get these assignments in, and half the time they won't respond because those messages won't go through.
The friends say remote learning in the spring was so haphazard that a lot of students tuned out. But Maggie says this year she's pleasantly surprised by her teacher's level of communication and
the high attendance. Truthfully, I was surprised at the fact that everyone is there every day.
Attendance is one of the many things districts are using to measure their success in reopening. One of the others is how students with significant special ed needs get their services.
Children like that aren't bad kids. They need to be in school.
Mary Ellen Beiser is raising her 5 grandchildren in Bedford. All of them need special ed services, which, as she found out in the spring, were nearly impossible to provide at home.
I'm too old to be sitting there babysitting them, sitting next to them at a table, which I do, but then I get cranky.
This fall, Beiser is sending her grandkids back to school 3 to 5 days a week. She says there are still some hiccups with the new hybrid schedule.
I thought that Shane wasn't going to school today. That's the senior. And all of a sudden, the freshman said, didn't you wake him up? No, I didn't think he was going today, but he did. So he woke up late, jumped in the shower, and he went.
On Friday, all 5 kids are in school. Beiser says it'll be the first day she'll have to herself since school shut down in March. And she's not going to let it go to waste.
I need to have at least 1 to 2 days a week for me.
And the first thing she'll do, get coffee with a friend and a pedicure. Sarah Gibson, NHPR News.